Welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast, the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. I am back from vacation, and it was fun to get away. Did not go like we were hoping it would go, like per se, because my wife's brother passed away while we were on the trip, and it was moments of distraction and fun mixed with grief and heartbreak, especially for her. And so it was kind of like, it was one of those yay awe trips, you know, because this is one we've been thinking about for years, like 4 years going on this trip. And then we finally got to go. And then it was like, oh, okay, well, this, not thinking about the trip anymore, you know, kind of thing.
And how old was he?
He was 59. So it was just like, yeah, he was 4 years older than me. And it was like a sudden aneurysm kind of thing. And and truth be told, like, he had one of these 10 years ago and he should have died then. Like, they told him that he should have died. And he came back, he bounced back, he actually, you know, was 95%, you know, back to health and everything. He had a little bit of a balance problem, but really, I mean, his mind still worked and everything. He got to watch his kids have 10 more years with them. Like, so, I mean, great, but then you're sad at the loss, you know. But he didn't suffer, which was good because he had another aneurysm and stuff like that. So, anyway, so that was what was going on for us. But I was watching some of the stuff going on the show from posts that Betty was posting and things about the Aftercast. So you guys did an Aftercast with Zach, I heard. How did that go?
It was so good. Yeah. I played a Here's How Betty Hears the Show. So it had a bunch of...
Of Zach. Oh, nice. That's fun.
And everybody just wanted to hear his laugh again. And yeah. It was just good to reminisce, and he gave some great dad advice to Gavin. And
oh, good. Oh, that's that's timely.
Mm-hmm. Good dad advice.
Yeah.
And then the next day we did one for Becca.
Yeah. Okay.
So we had her in and caught up with her.
Nice.
So it gave the potties just something to enjoy, you know, while you were gone, because they feel so lost when you are gone.
Thank you. You're getting good at this. Because before, like years ago, you would have been like, because they forgot about you. They hate you. Zach was so great. So thank you in my old age for throwing me that bone. They you know, they got to get something because they missed you so much.
Potty, we know the truth.
I know. I think my favorite thing that I saw, though, while I was gone, and I'm not sure why you needed this or did this, and then I remembered why. But you were reading a book about narcissists and how to deal with them. And then I was like,
On my personal page.
Yeah. That's on your personal page. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you like for your dad, I'm assuming. No, really? No. Mm-mm. Oh, weird. I couldn't for the life of me figure out in your life you would need a book about dealing with narcissists.
It's so funny because you think everything is about you.
Oh, so it's not about, that would be narcissistic.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I could see where.
Well, you call me a narcissist
no,
all the
you
time.
You call yourself a narcissist. You called yourself a narcissist.
I have yes. called myself a narcissist.
So I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah, but generally agree.
I was actually reading it for someone else in my life.
Okay, a few things. One, I think I'm a modified narcissist. I think I have narcissistic tendencies that I have to watch out for. It's kind of like I have addictive tendencies as well I have to watch out for. But I have moments where I'm completely generous and completely caring of other people.
You are completely opposite when you are away from work.
Like
when you are away from work, you are a team player.
Yeah.
You're looking for ways to help. Even before y'all left on your trip, Marty sent me a picture of you trying to help a complete stranger put their luggage in the overbin. Yeah. And I'm sure that person didn't even ask for the help, but you're like a puppy dog.
They weren't even on that flight. I just brought them in with me. I'm like, hey, let me put this up there for you.
And they're like, sir, that's not even where I want. Okay.
I'm going to Phoenix. Why? Okay. Just don't worry about it. Let me help you.
Yeah. So and you just seem more happy and carefree.
Yeah.
But when it comes to work, you're definitely more narcissistic.
Yeah.
You're more my way or no way.
For sure.
And not 100% versus zero. It's not one way or the other. They do blend. But
yeah, I have moments of just pure straight up narcissism.
That's why I think, you know, we did say you're an 8 on the Enneagram, but I think you're a 2. But you're just 2s turn into unhealthy 8s when they go unhealthy.
Do you think not an 8 wing 2? You think he's a straight up?
No,
yeah,
wing,
he can't be a wing 2.
Has to be the number right beside it.
Yeah,
so
I'd be a 9 or a 7.
Whatever your Enneagram number is, there's a healthy version and an unhealthy version. Mm. And with a 2, an unhealthy two goes to an eight, and that's why I think he's a two.
Because it's weird. Because if I was
two, is all about helping. And if he is always looking for ways to help.
I do try to help. Yeah. If I was a two,
you don't even want the help.
It's interesting because if I was a two, my wing one would be perfectionism, which that I definitely have, and then or my wing could be a three,
which is the performer, which could also be you,
which is very much like based on works. And needing approval and things like that. So yeah, I there might be something to that because when I especially like on my trip that I was just on, like I'm on a group, I'm helping people, I'm going and finding people. This lady, I was waiting on a car and they would have walked in, but I walked out and made sure that it was her car and took her stuff out for her and stuff, you know. So yeah, I'm exhausting as a traveling.
You really
too,
are.
But, yeah. Would you be willing to give up, because I think you do find pride in being an eight whenever it pops up that we're talking about Enneagrams, you and Pastor Chad here kind of resoundingly, oh, I'm an eight.
Woo. Yeah. Eights are awesome.
Eight dogs. Woo, woo,
yeah,
woo.
For sure.
But I think that Pastor Chad is an actual eight.
Yeah.
Because
he's a jerk.
He doesn't know. But he's the way he is here at work is the same way he is out.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And that's not the same for you.
I think for me, honestly, like the work persona, that's why like a lot of personality tests, I think are, when I take them, it's very situational. Mm-hmm. Usually when you're taking a personality test, you think of one instance that's about that question.
Yeah.
You know, and like in work, it's very different from personal life. And I do think that a lot of like my narcissistic tendencies come from insecurity.
So
100%.
If you don't know at all what he's talking about with this whole narcissistic book, I'm reading one called Unmasking Narcissism.
Will you tell me off the air who you got
yes,
it for?
Yes, I'll tell you off the air.
Because I for sure thought it was me.
Yeah, I did.
A million percent. I'm going
to
grow.
I even had some people that messaged me saying like, oh, you're preparing for Wally to come back. And I guess in some ways it could be helpful.
What did you learn?
So what I've been doing is posting things that really hit for me.
Okay.
One of them is ultimately narcissism isn't really about loving yourself too much. It's about not having much of an authentic self to love at all.
Sure.
Selfishness, arrogance, and entitlement act as armor, protecting the vulnerable and fragile person inside.
Yeah.
We've talked about that with
100%,
you.
100%. Yeah. I keep people at arm's length, and I use humor to mask the other stuff.
Right, because ultimately this book is saying that narcissism comes from that person having fear. They're not secure in themselves, so they put out this very secure persona to try and mask
overly secure.
The insecurity. Another one I posted was, while narcissist envy may appear to be more about money, looks, charm, or popularity on the surface, a deeper look reveals that they are envious of others because they don't have to wear a mask. They want to know what it's like to have a real self. They envy those who can find acceptance for who they really are.
Mm. Yeah, that's where I don't know that I would do that. That one wouldn't per se be me, so that's where you go. Maybe I'm a two, broken eight, because I don't really vibe with that, I don't think.
Yet, when you saw those things, you just assumed.
Oh, yeah, because, there's definitely, I definitely have narcissistic, self-consumed tendencies, for sure.
We talk about it here at work.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and I'm honest about it, you know, the insecurity is a big part of that. One of the biggest things for like when you take these tests, it's like, are you rooting for people's success?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with this is outside of my group, like I'm always rooting for you two, always, you know, like I'm always on your side. I'm always going to be your best champion. But beyond that, no, I'm not rooting for other people, you know, like other shows in the company or things like that.
Which is not what our bosses want to hear.
Oh, no, I know. Exactly. But at least I'm honest. Like, you know what you get with me.
At least I'm honest.
Is you saying, though, like you say, not rooting for.
Right.
Circumstantial. Sure. Is it rooting against or just purely the energy is not being put forth to root for?
Like, I can be an encourager to other people and like. Give them. I've been with other people and given them bits and hey, why don't you try this? You could do this. I can do all of that, but when I see like something that feels like out of balance with eights or with narcissists, it's hard to root for somebody when it comes at what you think is the expense of what you should get, and it's not very altruistic, you know. And so if somebody starts to elevate And you're like, do they deserve that? I don't know. Why are we focusing on that? That's when you get super arrogant. That's when you get threatened and the fear comes in. And then you don't root for them. Like, I would never try to hurt somebody like in their career anymore. I used to when I was in mainstream radio, for sure. I had some radio wars where I wanted to get people fired. But I'm not like that. Like, that part of me is dead. But like, it's not like, oh, I want to see people succeed because I want to be the one succeeding.
Well, yeah, your version of that, I feel like, comes out more along the lines of not saying I want this, you know, I want to hurt this other competitor or competition. I just want to be better.
Exactly. I just always want to be better.
Kind of be told that I'm better.
Absolutely. Notice that it's better. Yes. You notice the difference. You notice the hard work, because I've spent my whole life working. And I've spent my whole life trying to work harder than everybody else in my, whatever that job was, you know, whether it was working at a surf shop or cleaning air ducts or doing this, I always wanted to be the best at it. And I wanted to be recognized that you put in the work. Like, you don't even have to be the best, but somebody to say, I see how much you put in is value to me.
What does working harder than everyone mean to you? Like, what? Why is that as important to you as it is?
Because it was ingrained in me from my dad that anyway, like, if you want to get anywhere in life, you have to work hard. My mentor in radio was like, I might not be the best radio show, but I'm going to work harder than everybody else. So for me, working harder is doing the extra step. It's making the bed for that one bit that you're never going to do again. It's going through and making that last little edit that cuts out the, you know, and doing the little things. All the things I've ingrained in you. Because you were new in this, and so it's like all those little things, doing that work. When you're tired and you don't feel like writing three more questions for an interview, but you know you need just a little bit more, putting that work in, you know, versus, you know, people like, so tell me about your book, you know. Like, that's the kind of stuff that drives me crazy when I hear people not prepared and not doing the work. And so that's where that comes from for me, for sure. But like, what did you? How far did you get through the book?
Oh yeah,
I finished it.
Oh, okay. You did? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I really like books that are about psychology.
Well, you have a degree in that now too, so
yeah. But I just like to be able to read people, and I have my dad says that it runs in on his side of the family, but we can register what someone's really thinking, or, you know, like what they really are.
What their intentions really are.
Yeah. And so maybe that's true. I don't know. But I do feel like learning more and more about psychology, I can see further into what people are trying to sell you and what the truth actually is.
That's a big thing for me, like discerning if someone's being genuine, authentic. That's a big thing. And I think that's a big thing for a lot of people. So if you can get good at that and you can realize, okay, this person's just blowing smoke because they're trying to get something.
But I think what's bad is I feel like I can detect that in someone's attitude, especially about this person that I'm reading the book for. I can detect it. And the problem is trying to look past that and see the hurt person.
Sure.
Instead of just this narcissistic person that just thinks that everything should revolve around them.
Right.
That drives me crazy.
Well, I do really appreciate you saying this wasn't about me.
It actually wasn't.
You have no idea, like, how much I, like, because all my way back from,
I had
seen your post, I think somewhere before I got on a 7-hour flight.
Wow.
And then they didn't have internet on this flight for some reason. And so I still see the picture of the book.
That's your insecurity.
I know.
You're gonna have to start post those, you know, pictures.
Not about
of the book.
Wally.
Not about Wally.
No.
Hashtag not
That's
about
ridiculous.
Wally.
Yeah.
No.
You shouldn't have to.
But the thing about it is, though, like, for me, though, I always too, my first thought on that was, I see you reading this book. I go, oh, she's probably reading that to better learn how to deal with me. But my first thought was, oh, that's a good break that we can talk about, like, for the show. Like, for me, because that's where everything goes to for me. It's like, it's content. Like, how can we spin stuff into conversations and stuff? So I was like, oh, good. I can't wait to get back. And now it's even better because I'm not the worst thing in your life. This is great. I'm not the biggest headache you have. Not the biggest.
Oh, okay.
I'm still a headache.
I do appreciate the, like, I don't know if dichotomy is the right word, like, of your interest, though, Betty, that you'll spend your day reading, like, a book like that, But then at the same time,
coloring
or watching a crime murder show.
Yeah.
So it's like
you never know what you're going to get.
You need an Unmasking the Narcissist in Your Life coloring book. That's what you need.
That's the next book in that series.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's so good. So, yeah, it was nice to come back, and everyone that I know and care about is still employed. Sometimes you come back and, like, somebody left
sometimes.
Or got fired.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we also talked about maybe later this week, either Wednesday or Thursday, trying to do a Slippity slideshow.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I had some fun stories.
Because I'd like to hear, like, the best part and the worst part.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure the worst part was your brother-in-law.
Yes, 100%.
But if we took your brother-in-law
out of it,
what would be what would be the worst part of it? And now I did see where your can of hairspray, it was... You used
did
it
you
all?
Run out?
I did.
I mean, but the ungodly amount you used in one day.
Yes. Spreading the ozone layer.
Unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it's crazy. And my...
No wonder that Marty wants you to do that in the shower.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't blame her. Yeah. I'd be, like, coughing my lungs out.
Yeah,
it's
a lot.
Do you know what the time, like, when... How long is... Going.
At least 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. And it depends, too, on,
it's
like...
not that bad.
If I...
Oh, it is.
If
you
I...
think about it.
And then, it's
oh,
a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then, a little bit in the back. Yeah, because this
and it
has
goes straight to skin.
Sadly.
I remember one time, it was like super early on in the show here when I was here.
Yeah.
And you were like, I just wonder if Lysol spray would work up here. And you use like Lysol.
Oh, did I spray my hair? Oh my gosh, I don't even remember that.
That doesn't surprise me.
Not at all. Checks out.
Getting a bath.
So yeah, so I made it only 9 days till that can ran out. So on my 8th day, I was like, I'm like, oh no. I had a backup. And I had a big can too.
Oh my gosh.
I had another little tiny travel one.
But
then I had a big one in case.
You need more luggage than your own wife does.
I did have more, like, my wife had told me, she's like, how many pairs of shoes you bring? I said, 3. I'm going to wear one, bring 2. And because I wanted one pair of shoes to wear on the plane mainly because they're easy to get on and off if you're on a long flight. And then I wore them like one day and then I found out I didn't wear them the rest of the trip. And so that was a waste. And my wife, I started the sentence with, you're right, you know, and she's like, okay, you have my attention. But like, I did realize some things too about like traveling is I could travel with a lot less, you know, like shoes. Definitely one pair you wear, bring one, and that's it. Unless you have like nice places you have to go, but we weren't doing any of that. The craziest thing though, my wife's a weather like crazy woman and she watches the weather. She tells me every day what the weather is going to be. And so I can plan for it and everything. And so we go on this trip. She's like, okay, so it shows every day is going to be in the low 60s, you know,
nice.
And so that'll probably be cool, you know.
Yeah.
So I have all of these like long sleeve hoodies, like flannel hoodies, sweatshirts, things like that. I'm layered. I'm in great shape. Mm. We get there, 75, 78.
What?
Hot.
Beyond sweater. We're not wearing sweaters then.
Yeah. I wore, of all the shirts I brought for 9 days, I wore 2 of those shirts.
Oh, geez.
Everything else I bought. I had to buy t-shirts. I went to Zara and bought like shirts with like collars, kind of like this like shirt I'm wearing now, like that 50s throwback shirt.
What did she do?
She did the same thing. She bought shirts because she had sweaters. The weather changed. Like we were leaving and she had looked at it and we packed the day, like 2 days before, the day before, and we get there and she's like, I don't know what happened.
Oh my gosh.
Like El Nino hit him or something. And it was so hot.
Well, and you traveled with Gregor Bear and his wife, Molly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was good to reminisce with them and create new memories.
It's good to catch up. Yeah, for sure. But they're never cold. So she had t-shirts. Like she's always too hot. Mm. And so she was fine. He had the right clothes. So I literally had to buy, I bought, I guess, 6 shirts, 7 shirts of different shirts.
Gosh.
Yeah. Like I bought like 3 t-shirts, then like a fun t-shirt, like from Nazare. I bought 2 like collared shirts. And I'm like, what in the world, man? Like, because when we left, I told my wife, I'm like, I literally wore 2 of the shirts that I brought with me. And we had all this stuff. So, and I told her, I said, I would love to do a backpack trip through Europe where we went for a month and just brought enough to carry in like a small backpack, like a hiking backpack mm-hmm. or something. And she goes, "Hey, no!" Like she had no interest to do that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're not gonna stay. We wouldn't stay in hostels. Like those are horrible. I'd still stay in hotels, but just to travel like super light and then go from because over in Europe you can go to multiple countries with an hour mm-hmm. train ride sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, I would like to see as much of that world over there as I could.
Yeah, but you can't bring three pairs of shoes.
I know, that's
it. And hairspray.
That's it. I would bring
he still would bring the hairspray.
I still would bring a hairspray, absolutely. But
if
I would bring
a stranger, just
one pair of shoes and then one that I
good
wore.
Hiking pair.
Yep.
Some backup clothes.
Yep. That'd be good. Hmm. Bring clothes that you can wash in the sink and then mm-hmm. hang out to dry, like kind of like the wicking stuff that will dry
some
easy.
Some hotels do have they do have washer dryer, but not maybe not all of them.
Yeah, I think you could pack way lighter if you were gonna, just do that kind of a trip. It'd be a lot less headaches. But anyway, okay, so that's all that. I was on TikTok a lot during the trip too because I had Wi-Fi. Oh, okay. So we took it was a guided tour, and so we would be in a city, and then a bus would pick us up and take us out for an hour and go to all these places, drive out for an hour, go to these cool places, drive to another place, come back. But the bus had Wi-Fi.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. When I discovered that, head down, TikTok, my wife said, are you not going to look at anything? I'm like, when I get to someplace, I'll look.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a teenager.
I did. I watched so much TikTok. But then I was also like cutting videos and stuff.
Sure you were.
I was. Because mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
I did a lot of posts. You asked me to post while I was gone.
Did.
I went above and beyond on posts and
you
stories.
You had that little poll thing.
The X3, the 360 camera, because I wanted to learn it. Because I'm going to El Salvador with Compassion in 2 weeks. And so, and Betty's going, those are...
Talk about backpacking trips and all that. Yeah. Like, that sounds like a marvelous enjoyment.
Yeah, but that's the fun thing. Like, I thrive in these trips. Like, I love my vacations, and we took a nice vacation, but I thrive... Mm-hmm. on these trips. I enjoy them so much, and I love the difficulty and some of the hardship and every once in a while some of the danger. It's fun. I love these trips.
The danger that you create.
Sometimes, yeah.
The dehydration that you create.
The dehydration, yes. Like, it's, yeah, so I can't
the
wait.
The one saving grace about it is Pastor Chad is coming with us, and mm-hmm. so I'm hoping that that will keep you occupied, busy, and... You're not as much with me on like, it's cold. Fill my neck.
Oh, I'm still gonna sit with you on the plane.
I don't think Joy's going,
is she?
You two always sit to like in whatever.
I've tried to hide.
I know
it doesn't work.
It depends, like just whether it's a meeting, whether it's
I don't know
something well, in here. You guys do find it. Usually, I think he finds you. You guys do always sit together.
Well, because, I mean, for me, I've always liked the team aspect of it. I saw other team shows, and they would go on these trips, and they would just fracture. And I'm like...
We are, like, the whole...
No, see, I don't see that. Like, that's the thing. I don't see... This is my team.
Are.
Right, yeah. The other people are people I work with, you know? Like, and we're on a different team. But I see that as different, you know? And you talk about being helpful. When we go on these trips... I look at this as it is my job. Honestly, this is my job to bring you home safe to your mama.
Like, wow.
I literally, like, to get into my head to see it, mm-hmm. I literally see it that way. Like,
that's scary.
I do. I see
that. If you're the one that's responsible.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I've been practicing some TikTok Krav Maga. So if we get into a dicey situation, I learned how to take a knife from someone the other day. Well, I haven't actually done it, but I know the theory.
Oh, we got
to
practice that.
Nah, it'll be fine. I think it'll all kick
in.
You
know what it now is hitting me? It would be fun if when you weren't looking, like we're in the airport or something, I disappear.
Yes.
And they're calling my name on the intercom.
Uh-huh.
And see how far I can get you to panic.
But then she gone girls me and has like some note like that I've supposedly written about killing her.
Oh my gosh, and that'd be so great.
I'm in an El Salvadorian prison.
Yes!
And Betty's just laughing the whole way home. My wife's crying.
Thing is, I think you actually would be semi-capable of
oh, absolutely.
Doing that.
I've seen
based
a lot
on the things
crime
you've
shows.
Seen. And
oh, absolutely.
Daughter, I know what to do.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that's a little catch-up for us here today. What do you got, Rock?
I don't really feel like getting into it. Do you want to do birthdays?
Oh, really? What is it?
Yeah. Well, we got plenty of birthdays.
Oh, do we? Okay. All right, let's go.
Well, we're already 25 minutes.
Holy
yeah.
cow. I didn't want to shortchange the potties coming back, but holy cow. They're like, you already did with the 25 minutes. Sorry.
Okay, so I've got Joan. Oh, no birthday. Never mind. A lot of people. So while you were gone, I sent out a text telling people, like, hey, if you want to send in a question,
oh,
please
good.
Do.
I love, because I do love the questions.
Yeah.
And so
we do
that,
have a, yeah, so we do great. Have a lot of them.
Okay.
But we try and do one question a day.
Yes.
So Sarah, she just has a question. Never mind. Emma to
Never
her.
Mind, Sarah. Sorry.
We'll get back
Sarah.
To it. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Let's see. Emma wants to wish her mom, Heather, a happy birthday, saying she is an amazing, hardworking mom and teacher who has done homeschooled both me and my brother, Harrison, all through our lives. She has also supported me and will always be my best friend and hero.
I love it.
That's so precious. Happy birthday, Heather.
Love it.
John wants to wish his coworker, Kirsten, a happy birthday, saying she's an amazing person and dedicated worker who deserves a shout out for what she does. And of course, a shout out for her birthday. Happy birthday. Claire celebrated her 20th birthday on the 19th.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday. She said her teenage years have expired.
It's all down hill from here, Claire.
You're 20.
Your knees are going to hurt tomorrow.
You're fine. Kimmy to her boyfriend, Jared, said he's an amazing dude with a big heart and a huge fan of the show. Happy birthday.
Nice.
Seth celebrated a birthday on the 21st. Then we've got Abigail, who wants to wish her mom a happy birthday, said she loves chocolate cake. Who doesn't? Grace to her dad, Chris, on the 24th, said he's an amazing dad who always has my back and taught me the ways of being goofy and nerdy.
Nice.
And then Catherine, Stephen, and Declan want to wish Jenny, their daughter and sister, a happy birthday.
I've never heard an actual person named Declan. Uh-huh. I love that name. The only place I ever heard that was on a John Crist skit about sponsoring millennials like a compassion child. Remember that one?
Yes.
And he's like, my son Declan.
Yes. It does sound, yeah, I could see that. Jenny, they want to wish Jenny a happy birthday. She's turning 5 years old.
Yay, Jenny!
She's turning five today and is the sweetest and kindest. Even though she's the sweetest, she's definitely our little Slytherin.
Oh, that's a Harry Potter thing.
Oh, yeah. Is that good or bad?
They're the bad guys.
I
basically.
Forget. Are you Ravenclaw?
No, I'm Slytherin.
Oh, you are Slytherin. Oh, subversive.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're a bad guy?
They're
Oh, come on.
I don't know, man.
You're a Hufflepuffle.
No,
for sure. I'm a Hufflepuffle.
That's what Haley is. I'm
a Hufflepuffle.
I've taken the test. I'm Olker. Slytherin. I'm a bad boy.
I would love to know who wrote that test.
Yeah. So a guy named Declan. That's
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay, we have a question. This one is from Grace.
Okay.
She said, "If you could be any bear,
whoa,
polar, grizzly, or black,
there's a lot of options.
Which would you be and why?"
I got one.
Okay, Gavin, we'll start with you.
Okay, I don't know if anyone. I want panda.
She didn't mention panda, but yeah, pandas have it so easy.
They have it so easy.
Yeah.
They goof around.
Yeah.
They get
and
taken care
so
of.
They're
rare, so they're always going to be pampered.
Yeah, I saw one where it said something like, "If you have mom guilt, just remember this mom panda gave away her baby for an apple." So they needed the mama panda to let them test a couple of things on her baby. And so how to get the baby away from the mom, they just gave her an apple.
Oh,
she took the apple and gave them the baby.
Yeah.
She did not care.
If it makes you feel any better, this mom did.
That's pretty great. I love that.
Yeah, panda, that's a good one. That's a good one. What would you choose, Wally?
Probably I'd love to be a grizzly, but I don't think I would be able to. So probably.
Why?
I don't know. I just can't live up to that grizzly life. Probably koala.
They're pretty lazy.
Yeah.
They sit back.
They all look like they have dad bod.
There's little expectation on them.
Gosh.
They're so good.
I would choose the grizzly bear because they are fierce.
You're going to be the grizzly bear?
Yeah, because they are fierce. And people are afraid of them, and they're cute.
Yeah, they are cute.
And
you'd be the thinnest grizzly bear ever, like the one that comes out of hibernation.
I would eat all the things, and then I'd get to sleep through hibernation. Maybe hibernation for me would last all the time.
You could do human hibernation, and you'd be so happy.
I totally would. But grizzly bears are just so cute and they're feared. And I listened to a podcast once about a guy that got attacked by a grizzly bear. Yeah. That was impactful.
Yeah. And not in a good way.
No. It was rough.
Yeah, you had me listen to that and woof. Yeah, that was a lot.
Can't come back from that.
No. Nope.
Though, thankfully, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he lived to tell about
it. What's really crazy is I can't unsee it, and it wasn't a video podcast.
Right?
It was all in my head.
It was just visual.
Yeah, like, you described it really well.
Like, I literally can't unsee that when it was in my head.
Right? And here's the shocker. I've listened to it 3 times.
What's oh, my wrong? Gosh. What is... Yeah.
Because I'm just baffled.
Yeah.
And I do like those stories about people living through something.
Yeah.
Like I listened to a book about guys that were hunters and their close calls and stuff. There was one about a guy that he was in his deer stand and somehow he fell out. And when he did, he got what is it where you can't
impaled?
Move your, no,
oh.
he didn't.
Paralyzed.
He could, yeah, paralyzed from his lower back down, so he couldn't use his legs. And he was out there for forever waiting for help.
Out.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You told us one about the woman who basically got, you know, squashed
by the,
yes.
by the bear. Yeah, that lady should have died too.
She did.
She oh.
did.
She should have.
She did. Yeah.
That was rough.
Oh,
that was a bad day. Yeah, for sure. But anyways, all that to say, I want to be a grizzly
That's
bear.
That's the one you're
well,
going to
be. I want to cause some fear for people.
Well, you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, more and more people are starting to fear you around here.
That's wonderful.
I know it is. It's
you
great.
Got to.
Welcome.
Am I right?
Yeah,
you're
am
gonna
I right?
get stepped on all like right. a Hufflepuff.
I'm a
all right.
Slytherin.
That's going to actually do it for the
say
old
it with passion. I'm a Slytherin. Stop picking on me.
Podcast here.
Okay,
as
bye.
Always, thanks for being a potty.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.